Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, El Verero, Texas. 76009.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Network.
Welcome to another episode of Grudge Madness, sponsored by Grudge Inc. for the grudge racing world around the country. As you see, we just had our first sponsor. Gave a little shout out to Jackie Deaver's Race Cars. Jackie Deaver's been around, been in race cars for over 20 some years. Does a lot of race car fabrication. Nitrous tuning, chassis tuning, anything you need done with a race car. Jackie Deaver's got some fine work going on in Dallas Metroplex area. Also, Jackie Deaver states he can get you a set of headers built in about 3 days, which I think is a fast turnaround, and he does very nice work. I see his work.
Someone, you can't get your mic. Someone got a mic over there. You can't get your mic.
Don't have a mic over there. There's a mic over there. You please use your mic.
Okay, apparently that was Roy Drain.
Okay, Roy, keep your mic. Maybe you ain't talking. Okay, I was speaking about Jackie Deaver's race cars, one of our first sponsors on this show. And there is Jackie. Again, Jackie Deaver does some mighty fine work. He said he's got a one-stop shop. He does it all. So if anybody needs any kind of chassis tuning, headers built, nitrous, anything, Jackie Deaver Race Car is located at 110 Buckskin Road, Alvarado, Texas. Phone them again for Jackie Deaver Race Car at 817 706-6258. If you need any kind of taxi work, any kind of anything you need to make a race car go fast, go down the track, give Jackie D with a call. Jackie D will probably be on the show here in a minute. We'll see if you got a word you want to say, talk to you guys about something. What I'm going to come to today is I'm going to speak a little bit about the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Grudge Fest that we tried to put on this weekend. I want to extend another apology.
One note really quickly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but one note really quickly. Apparently you and the guy that did my promo for me don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Alvarado, Texas.
Don't do that no more. Didn't nobody know that but me and you. So don't do that no more.
No,
you don't do that.
Everybody on this radio,
mute your mic. Don't do that no more. Okay, back again. While I'm trying to give a recap of my show, and I was rudely interrupted. We're gonna speak about the weekend at Fine Race Facility, Dallas Raceway. I would say, you know, they had the facility in the best condition they could get, and from what I saw, Tony Bynes come off the trailer, went right down that track on a race without a test pass. As everybody knows, the track didn't hardly have much rub on it when you first get going. Man, but for that guy to go down that track and tote that left front tire that far down the track, you know if the race would have continued, it was going to be a killer, killer night, a killer, killer track for that day. So we want to give a shout out to Dallas Raceway and the crew to help prep the track. One thing about drag racing, and we're fighting against weather, we take gambles sometimes, but, you know, it was a tough decision. Sometimes you make a decision, you got to live with it. Sometimes you look at it again, you know, you wish you would have done some things a little different. But all in all, we tried. Mother Nature prevailed. I want to thank every racer and fan that came out and racers and fans that was in route. We really appreciate it. Sorry that that happened, but Mother Nature got the best of us on that one. We will be doing it again. As everybody know, we had a little issue that was unforeseen about a date, and we put out October the 27th. Found out that I was stepping on somebody's toes. I said that I would get it worked out, but before I can get it all worked out, as everyone know, a lot of things went across the net. Just to bring light of the situation, this radio show, I'm just a host. It's for all of us to bring information out. We have now rectified that correction on that October 27th date. It belonged to someone else that was on the schedule, and I always try to preach about, hey, let's work together. Let's try to do our best not to step on one another's toes. Once I found out, took me a little time. The next day, I got it resolved. Spoke to the individual who's putting that race on at Denton. So, you know, we did what we had to do to get off that date. And that's just going to show. I'm not trying to bulldog nobody. I want to work together. We all need to work together. We all need to support each other in this grudge game. At this time, right now, at this time, for the rescheduled date, and for the ones who came and kept your ticket, we will be honoring the ticket. And for those who may have came and didn't receive a ticket, give me, myself, Tracy, Atomic Dog, a call, and I will make sure we accommodate you on the next event. Leading up to that event, what I'm getting to, it's been a tough call, but we have to get the race in before the end of the year. It's always hard to make up. Somebody mute your mic, please. They're always hard to make up. But what we're going to do, the schedules are tight. I don't want to go on top of nobody, like I said. So what I've made agreement on, so we can put it out there And the Rays fans can know right now, look like it's going to be the last grudge race that I see on the schedule, as I'm placing it on the schedule for the makeup race, will be December 1. December 1 is the only date that we can have to where we're not interfering with any other races that's on the date ahead of us. So make note, put it on your calendars. We hope we can support each and every one's event. But the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing makeup date, Dallas Raceway, will be December 1. So, with that said, I'll speak a little bit more about Dallas Raceway. As everyone knows, rain came down. We was watching the radar all day. I was communicating. Pino was communicating. I'm quite sure a lot of you racers was communicating. It was showing us that it would rain would come, rain would stop. If we'd have made it past the class 1 at 6 o'clock, we would have been in good shape. Every person that I talked to, I explained that to them. Some made the decision to come on. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, we made it past the 3 o'clock one. We just didn't make it past the 6 o'clock one, as everybody knows. But we'll all live the race again another day. Hope everybody made it back home safe. And we look forward to continue doing big and better things. Now, with that said, Tony Bynes came out, made some statements. He loves the facility. He's definitely coming back. His first victim, as everybody knows, was a guy from 901 Bad Boy, was from Memphis, Tennessee. And Tony was actually victorious in that race. He was looking to make action with a lot of guys in the Dallas area. I know they used to get him, but the weather didn't cooperate. But on another note, I heard the next day, which was my makeup day, but as that night, when I looked at the weather, it did show possibilities of showers, so we didn't want to take that chance 2 days in a row. Unfortunately, look what happened. Sunday was a great day. And with that being said, I heard they had some mighty fine, one of the best Sundays of the year, because everybody was waiting to make it to Dallas Raceway that Saturday night, so they couldn't wait. They had the cars on go, and I heard there was a lot of grudge action going on out there at Kennedale. With that said, if I have Lorenzo, can you come on or go? I want to give a shout out to every grudge racer that came out to port, and for every grudge racer that came from the East Coast. We had people like Pro Stock Joe in the house, Tony Bones Bynes, Trigger Man, Cowboy, 901 Boys, Mississippi Nightmare. So we had people from like 5 states coming to the race, and some of them maybe I didn't name, Dick Clark, owner of the Mississippi Nightmare. Guys, they're looking to come down here, and we're looking to do more and more things and venture out all over, even some guys from Oklahoma. We just want to mix this up and bring people from other states. Man, you know, we want to make things happen. So I want to send my appreciation out to those guys. And if anyone on the line want to say something, hey, push the 1 button, feel free to say something. With that being said, I want to come to any race that happened this Sunday at Kennedale. Following that, if there was any races in the Dallas area, I believe XMP was running that, but I'm not sure about it. I know guys in the Houston area go down to Evadale, so I'm not sure what happened. But if any guys out there want to give some history on what happened this past weekend, I'm going to give y'all the mic. Before we do that, though, I'm just going to kind of warm you up a little bit more to give you something to ponder on for when them guys get through some of the topics that I want everyone that's in the grudge world to participate in. And it's our show. Guys, we make it what it is. We got to give each other pointers. But this is something I come up with. And I want you to think about it. I want you to speak on it.
Tracy, before you go into your topic, you mentioned, some of the guys from the East Coast, Pro Stock Joe, Tony Bonds, Jamie, the 901 Boys. Pro Stock Joe is on the line, so you might want to let him give the East Coast version of it, if that's okay.
You're going to quit cutting me off. I know when I'm going to get to that. I know when I'm going to answer those. Quit cutting me off. Let me roll when I'm rolling. After you threw my topic, I was going to ask if it ain't race, Brapa, and I go from there. Come on, work with me. You're jumping the gun on me.
Okay, right. I apologize. So, Stock Joe, mute your own mic. Oh.
Okay. So just give someone something to think about and grab some information in mind while when these other guys come on the phone and start talking about the race that happened and the people from the East Coast come on. I want guys to just be thinking about this. This is a couple of topics that I come up with. What grudge race matchups would you like to see? What grudge race matchups would you like to see? Also, which grudge racer do you think had the biggest impact on the grudge game and why? Which grudge racer had the biggest impact on the grudge game and why? And last but not least, who's hot and who's not? Who's hot and who's not? That just give us something to think about, and we can reach and grab the people in our area that put on races, go every week, is always bringing action, talk a lot of smack talk, we get out there and try to back it up. Win, lose, or draw. You know, you're not going to win every race, nobody's going to win every race, but who's bringing the action, who's hot, and who's not. So those are the things I like to talk about. I'm going to need everybody's participation to try to make this, bring information out. With that being said, we're going to go to the phone lines, and I think we got Pro Stock Joe. We let him start out about what happened this weekend in his opinion. Then we'll follow. But I believe Lorenzo's out there. Then we'll follow with any other race that went on this weekend, follow about some upcoming events. We got Roy James on the line, I think. I know he got an upcoming event. He probably want to talk about it. I believe Adam Cat, I don't know if he's out there. He got an upcoming event. We'll give these guys an opportunity to shine. So with that, I'm going to the phone lines. Pro Stock Joe. Your mic is open. Pro Stock Joe. Pro Stock Joe probably got his phone muted. He probably just listened. So.
No, he had his hand up. He's had his hand up. So we'll give him a chance to come back in. In the meantime, Roy James. Yeah. We'll go ahead and open up Roy's mic. Roy, your mic is open.
Is my mic open, Sharon?
Is it Postar?
Hey, Tracy?
Yeah, I'm going to Postar.
Yeah, Postar.
Go ahead and let Postar go. Go ahead and let him talk.
Go ahead, Postar.
Let Lorenzo too, Sharon. Let Lorenzo.
I didn't mean to bump into nobody. I apologize for that. I was finishing up another conversation real quick. Tracy and Atomic Dog Racer, Sharon, showing up. Definitely thank you on behalf of Spectrum Team for inviting us down there, and we had a good time. The little time that we had. Anybody that is interested in seeing what did take place, a little short time over there. You can go over to Pro Stock Presents, and you can go over to Pro Stock Presents and take a look at the film. It's called STTV Texas Lockdown. So that's the first film over on the Pro Stock Presents YouTube channel. And take a look at it and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. But definitely thank Stacy and showing up for Peanut and those guys, Lil Ricky, for inviting us down. And y'all lucky that the rain came, because y'all was definitely in for another ass whipping. Purple Rain was definitely on the way. The rain turned him around, and but I'm glad that you rescheduled, because now Bobby Wildchild and Purple Rain can come down there and put foot in your ass with Tony Vines, because he was down there. And for y'all that don't know, y'all Texas dudes, y'all need to step y'all game up, because we had a shock suspension 29-inch tire car come on y'all racetrack on that prime piece of real estate. Now, that's a fabulous track. I love the bathroom. That thing had glass floors. I ain't never seen that in my life. I wanted to move in the bathroom. I swear I was going to bring my bed in there and not go back to my hotel. But, you know, they told me I couldn't. But that was a nice facility. But The man, Tony Bynes, came in there with the Moneymaker Camaro on 29-inch tires and Friday night tested the tuning in the Lightning and threatened everybody on the property, including a certain pro mod, which shall remain nameless, but he did threaten everybody on the damn property and didn't nobody move. You ever heard that joke by, what's that motherfucking name, Robin Harris? The man sitting next to the man, didn't nobody move, but didn't nobody blink, didn't nobody do shit. Not even the man sitting next to the man, sitting next to the goddamn man. But anyway, maybe y'all just go away there too.
Well, one thing I'm at, Joe, we appreciate you coming, man. You know, we got a December 1 date. Purple Rain has still stand. Bobby Watchout has still stand. We like to get them down here. We like to get this all over with for the year end. And if you're some more of them guys, I'm quite sure we got a couple of other calls that probably be wanting to do something. So, anyway, let's work on that, man. Tony said last night on your show, he's definitely coming back to Texas for the year's out. And December 1 probably be the last time for the year's out. So, hey, we're going to be looking forward to that. We're going to be working on trying to make that happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, Night Talk TV will be back too. And we definitely want to put this size 12 shoe. And y'all size 10S, well, you know, it's going to hurt.
Well, I guess we just got to wait and see.
It's going to hurt.
Who we got there? You got Roy James that wanted to talk about? Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, Tracy, I'm glad you put the race on, and we was all coming up that way, but we got turned around in the rain when we got on the other side of Huntsville. We were looking forward to coming to your race to see Tony Bynes and the rest of them coming out to your race. We came up there to support y'all, and you couldn't stop Mother Nature, so we can't do nothing about the rain. But I'm glad you got it rescheduled for December, and we'll be sure to try to make it up there to your race again. And I like to let everybody know that I'm having my race on the 22nd of September. I'm inviting everybody to want to come out, come short. Support me and the twins. We're trying to get back in the racing business, but as racers know, it takes money to get back in the racing business when you lost everything you had to start off with. And so I'm just want to, you know, tell everybody we all appreciate if they come out and support this race on the 22nd. And maybe the best race I wanted to see if we get back in the racing is Tony Bynes and the twins. Because we got to, you know, I know he won't get raced back again. So if everything go all right, we'll be out there maybe sometime.
Okay, Roy, we're going to be looking for you, man. And we wish the best of luck in trying to get back on, too. You know how it is trying to get these cars going in action. And we're starting over again. It's a tough thing. So, yeah, we'll be there.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You got anything else you want to say?
That's it.
Okay. We got anybody out there that want to get a race cap up, promote the show that they got upcoming. I know the Rebel said he was going to come on and give a race cap from what happened in Canada this weekend. You see Lorenzo out there?
No, I looked and I don't see Lorenzo's number. I do have one number. It's not familiar to me. It won't be with their hand up. 979-2271.
Hey, where's Roy's race going to be held at?
Roy's race will be at Houston Motorsport Park.
Where's it going to be held at?
Houston Motorsport Park, Houston, Texas.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Tracy, that was your... Right now, like I say, I can try to get Lorenzo on the phone for you.
Yeah, he said he's going to come on and give a cap for what happened this weekend. If we don't have Lorenzo on right now, we don't want to snowball the show now. If anyone out there know what all the action that happened and who did what at Kennedale this weekend, I saw on the internet, it looked like they had a blast. If anyone want to step up and speak and tell them out who won, who lost, who brought the action, at Kennedale this past Sunday, where you push the one button and explain to the race world what went down.
Okay, Tracy, I see Ricky on the phone, but he's not pressing the one button, so maybe he doesn't have any information. you'll continue with the show for a minute, I'll see if I can get Lorenzo on the line for you.
Okay, brother, we're going to move right ahead. I know there's another race coming up here in the next couple of weeks in the Houston area. We got anybody want to come on and talk about the Attica race, I believe, coming up Labor Day weekend. Is Attica Hart, anybody on the phone want to come and announce about what they got going on, what they're planning for the race going on at HMP on Labor Day weekend? I guess those guys are being awful quiet out there, not pushing the one button, calling in, trying to promote their show. Maybe they'll come on a little later and talk about it. We'll just have to wait and see. I know I mentioned Jackie Divas race cars. Jackie Divas, if you're out there, we push the one button, just kind of speak a little bit about what you got going. If you push the one button a little bit and kind of tell the folks a little bit about what you got going, what you can offer. You got to give Jackie a little time. He said sometimes he'd be in a crowded area and he has a hard time trying to rearrange his phone to get there. So I'll give him a second or two and see if he pushed the one button and come on and tell us a little bit about what's going on. On another note, until that happens, we want to speak about some of the spend we're going off in. We're off into the eighth month. Been a lot of racing going on through this whole year. So, guys, I want you to chime in on one of the topics tonight, and I want you to give your opinion of what you think. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just how you see it in the grudge game. What is that?
Tracy, I have Lorenzo on the phone.
Lorenzo, you're chiming in late. You're chiming in late. Just giving you a job and you're late to work. But well, come on and do what you got to do.
Well, I'm sorry about that. This is the long state of Texas, and I'm here to give the race report for the weekend. Race fans, we had a pretty interesting weekend. We had five grudge races. First, we had Pug on the line with Tory. Tory with the ex-Batman car, which is driven by Kenny Duke. It was an excellent race. Pug cut Kenny out the gate, and that was the race. Tory's next step is to improve the car and possibly come back for another shot. That was the second loss to Pug. Next, we had Mike with the Silver Mustang out of the, out of the Tony Thorne count. He's up against a checkerboard car, which was a nice grudge race. Mike went in and beat the car. Car stumbled off the line. It was an easy win for checkerboard, but Mike charged back on the big end when checkerboard got a little loose. But checkerboard stayed in and took the win on that. Next, we had Matt Jones driving the ghost car against Nightmare, a well-anticipated race. Nightmare staged and was a little intense and red lighted, giving Ghost the easy win. Next up, we had Cornbread running the C-Town Seville. Cornbread stage, C-Town stage. C-Town had a little trouble with the Seville, so Cornbread took the win. Next up, we did something we normally don't do in the big state of Texas, which is giving the back tire. Vanilla Gorilla with the big block Chevrolet and the Ford Mustang gave the small block Dodge with two systems the back tire, which was a little too much, and the Vanilla Gorilla happened to not be able to catch the tailwind. Now you know what I know in the state of Texas.
I heard that, man. They have some great action, man. Guys were waiting for a hold up on that Saturday, so hey, they got out there and took care of their business. They like they had a good time. Well, Sunday night, they had to get a little core racing going on there. That's great, man. So, hey, you know, maybe we can get some of them guys on here and let them talk about what they do. So, hey, that's great, man.
I want to mention on here that Tony Thorne has mentioned that he wants a rematch with Checkerboard, so we'll be looking forward to that for this Sunday, and it should be a nice person that one, a nice person that one. And by the way, Mr. Peanut, if you're listening, Tony Thorne said you could be in that too.
Oh, really? So hey, well, Peanut need to come on here and defend himself. Tony Thorne's here out there. I don't know if Checkerboard on here. Maybe them guys come over here and kind of give us a little love and let them know what's going on. It'd be a good thing the Grudge fans like to hear from them guys. Them two idiots in the Texas Grudge game that goes on down there in the Dallas Metroplex area week after week. I mean, that kind of leads us into where we want to go on this topic here. And, you know, I need you guys to come in and get that figure, talk up. Hey, let us know what's going on. Let us know what you think. Hey, first up on that list was, what Grudge race matchup would you like to see? Let's talk about that. What are some of the Grudge matchups before the year's up that people like to see? You know, hey, that will be something very interesting, very interesting. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to come to you and go to my mic to expect guys to push the one button and just kind of tell me what you think about that. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what are some of the matchups you like to see.
Sherman, checkerboard, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing? Heard you got your week.
We're doing real good. We're doing real good. We got a little W, you know. Tony called us a pro mile. He said he would never run us. Do you remember that?
Well, I heard him say that. I heard him say that. But one thing about it, Tony a racer, and I guess I can say this, you know. You got to win on that one, but hey, he did have the nerve to get up there and line up beside you and try yourself. Hey, you got to be a proper guy for stepping up and making action. So, and from what I understand, he's coming back to try to do it again. So, hey, that says a lot for his character. And then the Grudge Racers, he will bring action. So, hey, you can't argue with that.
Well, I hope he do come back. And he said he wants some of Peanut, too, so I don't know. Maybe we can get one more car in there. We can get four cars together, and we were thinking about doing a four car battle royale. So if Tony, you out there, you listening? If you got another back cast in mind, you know we can do it like that. But I definitely don't mind lining up with the Mustang again. You know, I didn't. They said the car's stumbled, but
Tracy,
I didn't see that.
Tracy,
go ahead.
Why you let them fools get on here talking that bullshit and they didn't even show up at the goddamn track? How they talking that bullshit about they want to do this and they want to do that? Where the hell was they at when we was there?
Listen. Is that Pro Stock? This motherfucker, how y'all let Pro Stock leave the state? I just watched his goddamn video. He called the whole state of Texas sissies. That's some bullshit right there.
We was there. Listen, dude, straight up and down, we was there Friday night for about 4 hours, no action. We was there Saturday.
Hey, look, we was there the whole...
Dude, hold on. We don't take turns. We was there 4 hours on Saturday night, no action, and we could have raced. We was there on Saturday. We was on there Saturday for about, I don't know how many hours before the rain came. But no action again. So, I mean, there was time to get some action in. Because the dude up on the mic, I went up there and talked to him, and I gave him something to talk about because he kept saying the same shit over and over again. The staging lanes are open. Guys, come on down. The staging are for 2 hours. Tracy, am I exaggerating? Sharon, for 2 hours, the dude was begging people to come and go down the goddamn track.
All right, well, you're right. You're right there, but there was no cars there. If normally when there's an event there, that whole damn parking lot is full. The only place that was not raining was Crandall. All the racers in Dallas they didn't head to the track because it had been rained the city out. I mean, Dallas was flooded. That's why we didn't make it. Y'all were there early. Y'all out of town. Y'all came from out of town. Y'all gonna be there early. I mean,
if it did not rain,
y'all would have been. Y'all still be sad right now. You probably wouldn't even be on the phone because you didn't have no money.
I stayed in Irvine at a hotel in Irvine, some homestead, something sweets or something like that. I stayed. I made a mistake. I didn't know where the track was, so I had to drive through Dallas to get there. That morning when I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning, there was no rain, dude. There was no rain for the whole day until 6 o'clock. So how did you guys come such fantastic prognosticators? Y'all knew that primetime was in town. Y'all didn't want to get embarrassed. Y'all didn't want to get y'all ass whooped, and that's why y'all didn't show up. Point blank, period.
I'm really glad you believe that bullshit. I know you don't believe that bullshit, but we'll let you think that.
Well, listen, the facts are clear. You tell me why you guys knew it was going to rain so goddamn bad. The Friday.
We didn't know it was going to rain.
Hold on. On Friday, it had the same forecast. Now, Tracy, when I say something wrong, Dennis, you correct me. On Friday, it had the same forecast, and then it didn't end up raining at 12 o'clock at night, because I know we was at the track when it started. And Saturday, it had the same forecast, and all morning long it was overcast, yeah, but it had been that way the whole week according to the track owner, and it had not rained till late in the evening. So where the hell was everybody at 4, 5, and 6 o'clock in the afternoon? Why the hell were they at the goddamn track? Point blank, they knew prime time was in town. They didn't want to get embarrassed. You didn't want to get beat. You didn't want to get your goddamn money to them. That's what happened.
All right, you the man. You got it.
Where,
you're right.
Well, Joe, some of you guys up here, they wouldn't come out a little late in the evening. I was communicating with a lot of them. They was coming. Some of them were hesitant because of rain. And so,
Tracy, there is no excuse. When you got fresh meat from out of town, especially meat you think you could easy pickings, what the hell? I'm coming to that food fest early. I'm going to eat early and often. They should have been picking Tony Bynes and them apart. They should have been tearing their ass up all day long. But here it is, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the day, and ain't none of them even come to the goddamn track. And it wasn't even raining then. Bullshit.
Well,
I was scared. Y'all didn't want to get y'all money took. But we coming back to get y'all. We want your money. We know Texas has got a lot of land, a lot of acres, and y'all got a lot of dollars, and we come to fill our damn pockets and leave again, just like we did last goddamn time.
Well, we hope it's a better thing. Hope the world cooperates, man. One thing about it, you just talk to the Roman driver of a checkerboard car, and I'm quite sure they want to race you, and so it'll happen. We'll get to do it again. So, hey, we appreciate it, but we're going to keep on trying to make action. Tony Woods in the house trying to draw on anything he saw. So, we just got to, like, say, hey, we got guys going to make action with him. That's definitely going to happen. Anybody else got anything comment on that? What you want, but on that pro stock, they'll come on here and try to dial people out with his language, saying Texas guys, what the hell is getting the race? Push the one button, tell Pro Stock how you feel, and that'll make them bring it back. One thing for sure, I meant what I said about bringing purple rain.
Joe, on Sunday at Kendall, I know you ain't little town, but we had five times as many people at our Sunday testing tune that the rain out show had. So don't say we ain't racing, motherfucker. And you can ask Tracy, we was looking for your ass because I called him the next morning, early in the morning. I said, Tracy, don't let them guys from the East Coast leave. Tell them to come to Kendall and run some. They didn't come all this way for nothing. So y'all just like, y'all booked out late Saturday or early Sunday. When the weather was good, y'all like, y'all the motherfuckers just scared. Because I tell you, we was out there racing Sunday. I mean, don't say that we ain't going to race because the rain come. That's some stupid shit. That's some ignorant shit, too.
Ashtray, I
was begging for y'all to come to Canada. We was looking for y'all.
It's one thing if you wanted to race, but every time, listen, Friday night, nobody at the goddamn track. Saturday, all day, nobody at the goddamn track. Now, you expect me to believe when we were there, we got rained out, we got checked out of a hotel on the way back home, and now you want to race? Now you want to fucking race? Go get real.
I mean, we can't race in the fucking rain. You get real. That's all. What's that? You can't race in the rain.
It did not rain Friday, sir. It did not rain Saturday until we had a race on Saturday at the track. Why wasn't that you? You could have been there. That could have been your ass that we tow up on Saturday. That could have been your ass that got towed up. Why wasn't you there, boy? Because you scared. Now say you goddamn scared. Admit you scared, Devin. I'll let you go. I'll let you up. Say you scared, goddamn. Say you scared.
You get in any goddamn car the East Coast got, and I'll run your ass. Any goddamn car the East Coast got. You get in any car the East Coast got, and I'll run your ass.
Oh, that's some real big talk. Don't worry about racing me.
Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah, that's real big talk. I'll talk about anything you got. You talking to me, I'm talking to you.
That's some straight up.
I'm talking to you, and you talking to me. I'll run you in my back cab car that you seen.
Matter of fact, get your ass to the track and try to race some goddamn body. The dudes at the track that try to race your ass, you wasn't nowhere to be found. But now they're left 10,000 miles away. Oh, now you want to race. Now you want to race. But when we was there, right at the goddamn track, your ass was nowhere to be found. Let's put your fat ass down. Go out and make change, goddamn. Get me up there. All
right. Okay. You done?
Well, Joe, you got to see. I mean, you go out acting. Like I say, Mother Nature kind of heard of the guy with the little Elson, but one thing for sure, we're going to do it again December 1st, and we're going to see that probably the last big grudge race of the year. So, hey, we're going to see, and we're going to try to make it a big one and keep that same enthusiasm you got right now. We're going to see, can we crack that ass for you?
Tracy, that would have some level of credibility if them dudes was all at the track Friday night and Saturday, just at the track Friday night, couldn't wait to get there for Saturday. If them dudes was all there, that would have some credibility. But you know what right now? You know what right now? I laugh at that shit because that shit is laughable because it's a goddamn joke. Texas racing is a goddamn joke. Now what?
You really think when we was giving a fuck that y'all came, y'all act like y'all motherfuckers, you smell your shit and you think it smell good. We don't give a fuck about any of y'all races. You think we're supposed to come because y'all, we don't care about y'all. We race each other down here all the damn time, Joe. All the time.
Yeah, I know you race each other because y'all are
all part of each other. We race y'all too, but maybe the shit rained out.
Your words don't mean shit right now. They don't hold a motherfucking candle. They're like holding a candle and you can motherfucking run a fucking faucet. They don't like shit because motherfucking, you know what? Your ass wasn't there. You had a damn opportunity. You had an opportunity to throw your punches. You had an opportunity to shoot your shot. Motherfucker, you didn't do shit but hide in the goddamn bushes. You were hiding over there across the field waiting for motherfucker. Put your motherfucker East Coast to leave. Tony Bannon to leave. It's a nightmare to leave. Because you don't want to have no bad motherfucking dreams. Because that's what you would have got, motherfucker, if you had shut your scary ass up.
If, yeah, if. Keep talking that if shit.
Ain't no if. We came out there. We came to race y'all's ass. We came to
okay,
race y'all's ass.
But
if it was not half that day, the damn nightmare would have won it by his goddamn self because that was the only goddamn back half there. Your punk ass was nowhere to be found, sir.
Oh, we was on the way, sir. We was on the way in the pouring rain. It was pouring rain, and we were still on the way to the track. I mean, the track rained out, dog. Track rained out. You can't talk no shit when the track.
We was on the way. When we was in Houston,
yeah.
See, this is why I know this is bullshit, Tracy. When we was in goddamn Houston, I came to the track at 11 o'clock in the morning, Tracy. I came to the track at 11 o'clock in the morning, and guess what I found, Tracy? That motherfucker was packed to the deal. I didn't have no place to park my goddamn car, Tracy. That shit was packed, and more got packed. You understand that?
The weather was good all week. People was a little hesitant about the weather. It was a tough call to make. We knew we was going to take a chance on a lot of people holding up, waiting to see what was going to happen. So, trust me, it would have been, if the weather wouldn't have been like that, it would have been people that a lot earlier. I was getting called all day. People was coming to turn some people around, you know, because it's one of the things, you know how it is, when it goes rain, it says it's going to rain, it's a 50-50 thing, and a lot of people was kind of hesitant. But trust me, December 1st, we going to do it again in the year. It's going to happen, and some of that same talking fire you bring, and I just want you to keep it up. Hey, anybody else got there, got something they want to address? Post-op jokes, you push the one button. Don't let post-op come on there and bump his gun like that so he can get the rain.
They can't get on the phone because they ain't got shit to say. But I tell you what we're going to do. The whole goddamn state, the whole motherfucking state of Texas is on motherfucking fake-ass rates of probation until December 1st, goddammit. Fake-ass rates of probation. The whole goddamn state.
Jackie Deaver, your mic is open.
Well, Jackie.
Well, I can't really say too much. I was at the track. I was out there. I seen there was a few cars there, not many. We drove through the rain to get to the track just to see if it would clear up so we would have a chance. There were several races I talked to that were also on the way, but, it didn't happen. So since it didn't happen, instead of speculating about what you was going to do or what we were going to do, we just going to leave it alone until you bring your ass back down here in December. We're going to give you an early Christmas present, and you can ho-ho-ho your ass all the way back home. That's all I got to say about that. I mean, shit.
I passed your ass on the highway because you drove in a black truck. You was by your damn stuff. You was with another guy in the truck with you. I drove past y'all on the damn highway. I seen you going to the damn track, but nobody else wasn't goddamn there. And the people that was there wouldn't budge, wouldn't move, wouldn't say nothing, motherfucker. The man sitting next to the goddamn man, nobody would blink their eyes, nobody would bat their toes, nobody would cross their fingers, nobody was doing nothing but look at the goddamn ground, hoping that they didn't get called out. Everybody.
Well, like I said, come on back down December 1st. I think we got something for you. If not, we're going to try you. Ain't nobody over here scared of you. Don't even know who you are, so ain't got no reason to be scared of you. So come on down here. We're going to find out.
I was over there by the goat. And a little, was it a green, pretty-looking Camaro and a trailer with two cars painted on the side? You was parked right between them, wasn't you, Mr. Diva?
No, I was parked next to Flip and C-Town Tommy.
Well, I was over there with Flip. Flip was right there with him. The white trailer with the two cars painted on it and the green Camaro right there. All those cars were right together. And Flip was all the way on the end. You was right in the apartment there, wasn't you?
I was next to Flip. I told you, I seen you.
And I told you all them boys was asked out to dance and them motherfuckers said they had sprained ankles. God damn it.
I can't make no excuses for nobody because I ain't in control of nobody's cars. I just work on them. But I can tell you this. There's a lot of people that was wanting to get at you. Now, the reason they didn't get to the track, I can't speak on that, but I do know it was raining when I left from out here at the shop and headed that way. We drove through the rain to get there. I know Tony came on out. He brought two cars out to run y'all with. Kenny Duke was on his way. Had him on the phone the whole time we were out there, and then it started raining, and shit, water was high enough to get inside my truck in the parking lot by the time I left. So it rained real good out there. It was going to be a good night. Look, the weather just didn't cooperate. That's the way I see it, and I think in December it's going to be a hell of a race.
Hey, you know what,
well, that remains to be seen, like I said, until December 1, our whole goddamn state of Texas is on fake-ass racer probation.
F-A-R-P.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Ricky. Hey, first off, man, you got to get off that 1980s ass schoolyard tough talk. You ain't scared nobody. Secondly, you know, Roman, the Joker, they called me on their way to the track, and I told them to come on out, and then I stopped them when it started raining. I said, don't come, because it's about to come down. Secondly,
Hold on, Joe, let me finish.
Since you're such a fucking genius, if you watch the radar, the rain came out of the west. Dallas is west of where we were racing at, so that's why they weren't there. Now, the second and third thing is, we don't got to wait till December 1st. Mississippi Nightmare is going to be in Hattiesburg on the 8th, and your ass ain't going to be able to protect them. So we'll be there, and then we'll be ready for you on the 1st of December if you ain't too scared to come back down here. So, that's just how it's going to be.
First of all, the Mississippi Nightmare are going to tear your ass up if you dare. You're
right.
Anywhere near Mississippi on the 8th. That's number one. And number two, you and that punk-ass partner of yours, Peanut, ain't got no damn credibility. Y'all hollering about, we got a back hat. But we get to the goddamn track. We get to the track on goddamn Friday. Ain't no back hat. We get to the goddamn track. Now you hold on, goddamn it.
No, because I'm not talking about credibility.
Ain't no goddamn back hat to be seen. We get to the track on Friday. Ain't no goddamn back hat to be seen. What the hell was
that? Let's make it easy money. Let's make it easy bet. Can we do that? Can we make an easy bet? Put $10,000 up. And I'll fly your ass down here if you can sit in the motherfucking back half and fly that bitch up.
Did you watch the video?
I bet you can do that.
From the Dallas area, if they ever seen you guys with a motherfucking back half, they can't know.
One thing about us, you should know. We don't walk around here with pictures and showing everybody everything we got. That's one thing you didn't know. We don't walk around here with goddamn cell phones and pictures showing everybody everything that we got going on.
A lot of land and a lot of money. And money talks.
So this bullshit you talking ain't about nothing. What we can do is we'll fly you back down to this motherfucker in the morning, and you can put up any amount of money since there ain't no fucking back half existing. We'll sit you in that bitch for $10,000. How bad you want to sit in it?
$10,000 I'll tell you that my brother and my sister for $10,000.
Hey, Joe, and these motherfuckers painted alike. These cars you don't think exist, they painted just alike. Bet another 10 on that. Can we do that, sir?
Yeah, I can paint it.
Okay, I figured not.
You got time. You got time right now to go and produce anything you want to produce. I mean, there's a lot of cars.
Get on the motherfucking plane in the morning.
That Al-Nabi don't own right now that are painted alike.
Get on the plane in the morning.
Can I get an unbiased party on the damn phone? We was out there. They talking about they want to run the back half. Tony Bynes tried to lock him up on Friday night. It's on the film. Anybody go check out the film? The videotape don't lie. Peanut would not lock up shit. He kept saying, oh, when it get here, when it get here, when it get here. But Saturday came. Peanut, that purple car that we seen in Mississippi was there. But that damn back half car that was supposed to be coming, well, goddamn it, guess what? It never showed. That motherfucker got mysteriously disappeared.
Talk to him, Peanut.
Joe, you know you full of shit. There's one thing I tell you right now. You can get am one of your little boys or whatever, and I lock in am amount of money y'all want to lock in to run on the 8. And if you want to, I'll fly your ass down here tonight if you got enough money, and I'll show you my back half and start it up and run.
Lord, to the have mercy. You might show me somebody's back half, but it won't be yours.
Can't nobody in the city of Dallas say I didn't show somebody else's shit or rag on somebody else's nut. That's just not me. I buy my own shit.
Maybe they don't know you did it.
That's just like ain't nobody seen the GTO. But you say I ain't got one of them neither, huh?
You're damn sure right. It's the same difference, brother.
But I tell you what.
Yeah.
I need you to lock in for September the 8th, and I'm going to knock Mississippi Nightmare ass in the ground.
Wait, what? You got a ghost car. Nobody ever seen this shit. You got a ghost car.
Hold on. The ghost car want to lock in 5,000 on 10. Now, the ghost car, 5,000 on 10.
Who the hell locks in ghost cars? Well, we can get a ghost car too to lock your ass in. Now, don't act
like
you're
doing it. All you got to do is go to Sunday. You can go to Sunday's video. I'm pretty sure one of them motherfuckers filmed my car Sunday. I'm pretty goddamn sure somebody did. They filmed me getting a good ass whooping Sunday.
Peanut, wasn't you supposed to be getting somebody on the line to try to lock in that car? If you want to talk to Walker Tony, y'all talk. You talked to Tony yesterday. He's about something about locking in. He's supposed to call you.
Yeah, Tony, you want to call Clark?
It's Clark's car in Mississippi. You want to call Clark? We can see if we can get Clark on the phone.
I don't give a goddamn who you call. Pro Stock needs to be calling somebody. He the one holding somebody's nuts right now. So he the one need to be calling.
See, you know what? That's all distraction language. You're upset now because you've
got... Oh, no, I'm never upset, Pro Stock. One thing about me.
Okay.
Answer this question.
Did Tony Bynes offer to lock you in on Friday night, sir?
Hold on, Peanut.
Tony Bynes, no, hold on. Let me answer this.
No, I'm going to answer this. Tony Bryan wanted to lock in. I said, yeah. He said, me driving. I said, no. I said, I'll lock you in, but not with me driving. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, I'll lock his ass in with me driving my Pro Mod. That's my exact word.
Difference, Joe.
That's bullshit
you be talking, man.
No, that's bullshit what you talking, because I never said that.
Oh, yeah, hey, Gabby,
you
got
the wrong number, Joe.
Tell me I said it then. Tell me where I said it then. If it's on the radio, it should be taped. Tell me where I said it then.
Okay, so
I'll show you that shit up.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. All right. Hey, close shot. Yeah. Hey, this is Clark. I just got a phone call. Said Peanut over here bumping his gun. What's up, Peanut?
Oh, yeah. Now what, motherfucker? Now what? Motherfucker?
Yeah. Hey, it's the Mississippi Nightmare, Peanut. Hey, listen.
I came all the way to Texas,
and you leave your car on. What's up with that?
That's some bullshit.
What? I come all the way to Texas, and you leave
did
your
you
car on. What's
in?
Up with
did
that?
Did you have us locked in?
What you mean, have
you
locked in?
Did you have us locked in?
What kind of damn shit is that? What kind of damn shit is that? Bullshit.
I didn't ask you that. I said, did you have us locked in?
Don't even answer that gay shit. Please, that's a distraction.
Well, you ain't got to answer this shit.
Don't entertain that shit. That's some bullshit.
Hell no.
There you go with another agent.
Well, your client again. Hey, Clark, this Ricky. You know me and you talk all the time, but you do not want that man to be your spokesman. His client got a world of trouble coming, every last one of them. But I don't want him to be your damn lawyer.
Hey, Ricky, listen, man. I drove 7 hours, and Peanut couldn't drive 15 minutes. What's up with that, man?
Peanut car was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Peanut got three cars. He can't drive them.
Right. No, but listen.
The car that I was driving was there. The car that the other boys were bringing, they were bringing.
Hey, Clark, this is the thing. Let me tell you like this. When that shit happened, you know, I stay close to the track than the shop that they were at. So I wasn't going to drive all the way back down, and I had to cut some stuff that morning. So now, had we known that you were really anxious to run, then by all means, I was going over there, loading up the truck.
Let's go back. We tried to lock y'all in. Mr. Bynes said, no, we want to wait and run the backhand. Am I lying?
Wait a minute.
That's what happened.
I've never heard you tell me that you want to lock in. I told Bynes that.
Bynes told you that on that show that night.
He said we're not going to lock that in because we're going to run the backhand.
And if we get on side of you, then we'll pet you. That was Mr. Bynes' word.
Clark got off, so he didn't know. But that's what happened, though, Clark. That's what happened, Clark.
Okay.
Go ahead, jump off already.
Hold on. The question was a minute ago you said was not serious. Man, do you think I drove 7 hours to come play with you?
Well, I mean, now you came to run the backhand from what I gathered.
That's correct.
And what I gathered from Mr. Bynes. All I can go by is what he tell me. He said, no, I tried to lock y'all in before y'all got here. He said, no.
Bullshit, I got a business to tell you.
I ain't got to lie about no damn race. Peanut,
it ain't worth talking about. September the 8th, what y'all want to do, Clark? That's a simple solution. Hold on, listen. Wait a minute, who am I talking to? Yeah, it's Ricky. I'm going to keep interrupting. So let's just go on and lock in a race for the 8th of September. And then that way we can go on. Listen to me.
Tony Bynes will be in Mississippi September 1st. I am going to be at Quicksilver Race on September 8th. But I'm not sure that my driver will be there. I was going to put somebody else in the car, you know. I thought they were running Jock, but I understand he having some engine issues.
His car be ready.
Hold on. I put my son in to drive against Josh. I don't need Tony.
Well, his car be ready. You better get him ready, because his car don't be ready.
Well, if John could be ready, we already locked in for September
8th. Okay. Now, do you want to lock in with us for September 8th?
Yeah. No, hold on. But, Mr. Peanut, I drove 7 hours. Get your behind
in
this city. Hold up. Wait a minute. I'm going to lock it in. Get your behind it to Mississippi September 1st, and you got to lock it.
We're not doing that one, Peanut.
September the 1st. That's two races back to back. I ain't got that kind of money.
Oh, God dang.
I ain't got that kind of money travel on it.
Well, let their ass wait then. I'm just saying, the man is not going to be at his best. He's not going to have his best driver there. So you should be the ass to take that shit about.
Hold on. Now that go back to that bullshit that Mr. Byron was talking at that track. Oh, no, you can't put nobody else in the car. It's you drive. That is.
Oh, because y'all trying to import some shit. That shit don't belong to you. We still ain't yet to see it. We don't even know what car you're talking about. Car. What kind of back half do they have? Describe it for me.
Describe who back half, Joe?
Peanut's back half. And Ricky's back half. What kind of back half do they have?
That's how we got a goat car. Ain't nobody seen that car.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Clark. Have you seen my GTO? That's a ghost too, huh? Okay.
I
ain't got him a ghost car.
Hey, all of a Peanut, I tell you what I did see, and I told you gave me the back tie. Get your ass out that trailer this weekend, too. You didn't want that.
I told you I ain't giving a motherfucker shit, but the other
you
side.
You better not.
I tell you what I will do. I'll give you the back tie in that blue motherfucker in that goddamn GTO. Now, what you saying now? Talk your ass off.
Turn me loose and you got that.
Turn me loose my ass. I'm going to give you the back tie what you just asked for.
Hey,
I'm going to give you the back tie. I'm going to give your ass the back tie in that GTO. Now, what you going to do?
Peanut, you scared of me.
Trying to go on the 1st and then follow back on the 8th, and then, you know, that's too much. So if you're going to
be
on the
8th. We got
jobs. Hold on. Look, Ricky, check this out, man.
Yeah.
I've been on the road from week to week. I was in Memphis 1 week.
That.
I was in Carolina next week. I was in Texas last week. I'm going to be in Miami this week. So, I mean,
that's
I do it.
This is the thing, though. Honestly, when you're looking at doing all that, that's good. But sometimes you got to stop and slow down. When you're trying to run a program with 3 or 4 different cars, you can't be jumping in and out of state like that.
I can't do that. I can do that.
Peanut ain't racing either one of the cars.
Well,
so, I mean, he had
to set out. We're going to be down on the 8th. Why not jump on the 8th? It's a ghost car. I know this one thing, though, Chris, and you got to tell the truth now. You and Joe know that that's what makes that car so fucking scary. You don't know nothing about the motherfucker. That's what makes it scary.
Hey,
I can't run all the way up and down that freeway like that, dog. I can go when I can go. You know what I mean? I just can't do it.
Well,
you know, and I promise you.
Hey, you know what, Pino? We ain't gonna do it.
I'll be there.
Clark, yeah, agree, man. This bullshit. Wait till you at your best, and then you get them. Then you whip them punks on your ass for what you do.
But you know what?
Well,
one thing about you,
though,
Joe, you ain't got a goddamn car, so you shouldn't be saying shit. Joe got a car.
So what now? So what?
That bitch don't run. Joe, how the thing you got?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a text. I just got a text. It says, let me read what it says. Now, let's shut him down. My man said, Peanut is a fake-ass racer. He ain't going to race.
That's
true. He's been like that for years. Just want his 5 minutes of fame.
That's good.
But anyway,
I'm not caring about that. My whole thing is, if we can't lock in on the 8, we ain't got no right. So, ain't
no
right
about
it.
But Chris,
when I get down there,
let me ask you a question. Yeah. What do you have locked in on the 8 right now?
I can't hear you. Whatever y'all want to.
What do you have locked in right now? Do you have some locked in right now?
I'm going because I promised the man I'd be at his rate.
No, we got red hot say what this on Peter. Peanut is this, you know, I ain't got to see your car. If it's a back half car,
You got to ask
well,
for it, man. That's
okay,
what I feel.
Well, hey, we good. Whenever we can meet up, we can try to get that over with.
Okay, my man. That's what I want to know.
That's
Clark,
all I'm saying. Whenever we can meet up,
Clark,
when, all, hey, when everything comes together and we can meet up, we can get that over with.
All right. Well, in the meantime, September 1st, I'm going to put a dress on y'all other colleague quick with the back tie.
He going to wear your ass out.
You don't want to
hear that. Hey, Ellen Orange, I'm going to wiggle away from you.
We're going to knock our wind from your ass.
Hey, y'all don't want
to
hit more than
that. You know, Chris, when we finally do meet up, this is what I want to do for Chris. He's a good dude.
What?
When we finally meet up, we're going to give him a barbecue sandwich. I'll be over there.
Joe, I want you to listen at this, and you listen close for your little smart ass. Joe, you here?
With brain sound.
Joe, you there?
I'm here.
All right. I'm coming to one of y'all races this year. I can't make number one of them. I'm coming. And I'm kicking ass. Y'all just line them up. It don't matter who you get. I'm not barring damn motherfuckers. You know, you take them words and spread them around. I'm not barring none.
Well, I tell you what.
You can't make it back to back because expense is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I'm not. I got a job. I got other things, other engagements.
Okay.
I mean, I don't, you know, I work for a living.
Well, hey, we all do, Peanut.
No. There's a lot of folks don't work out there. Them motherfuckers had a plate and somebody hand them that money, and out there they rich as a motherfucker, and they go racing every day.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that man, though.
Well, see, the thing is,
he runs
a transportation company, so hell, he might be in goddamn New Mexico when he's supposed to be raising on the further. That shit ain't gonna happen.
Right.
You know, so that's
I'm just saying, you know, and I can't run all of them down this freeway, man. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I told Pro Side Joe, I can't make number one of their races this year, and I'm gonna make one of them.
We're gonna talk about that when they get there.
Man, damn it, Joe. That's good. That's good. Hey, that's good for you on here wasting your breath. That's good for you because that dude is not. None of them guys ain't finna race. So you can forget that.
Well, the whole state is on probation right now, except Tracy. He's lucky.
Well, that's
where
I
reckon
a lot of guys down here in Texas have ran Joe, and trust me, they will run. You gonna see that they will run. We
on
will run that. You gonna see this, you know.
On probation.
Hey, them guys gonna race each other, and that's it. They ain't finna race no outside guys.
I believe you.
Spanky,
who you gonna race down here? Spanky, everybody looking for you right now. What you gonna do?
He ain't looking for me.
I was looking
for y'all at the track. Ain't see none of y'all.
Rick,
Hold on, Tina. I'm going to call them alive right now.
Hold on. I saw him running down in Houston. Anybody from Houston out there want to get in touch with Turbo Chris? Can you have him call the show? I've got somebody want to lock his cycle in. I see some Houston numbers out there. Can somebody get Turbo Chris? I believe that should run that cycle. Can somebody from Houston push your one button and give me some information? Somebody from Houston.
Ain't nobody going to push it.
Hey, Ricky, Roman said that he wanted to run Chris this weekend. Hold on, Ricky, go ahead. Hold on a second. Okay, 281-9962, your mic is open. Say, this badass alley cat, who's this dude's fighting? What he got? He got a car?
Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, I thought that Joker wanted to lock in a car. Damn. You ain't want to lock in now because you just pressing the one now. And the show been on for a long time. So sit your ass down.
I heard you say lock in, and I got something to lock your ass in with.
I'm the only person said lock in all day, and you just pressing the one.
Look at you.
Mute his mic. Mute his mic, please.
You already play cash racing. You already play cash racing.
Mute his mic, please.
Okay, you waited your time, dog.
Okay,
you waited your breath, dog.
But I will tell Chris to call in a few minutes.
You should have told him a long time ago.
I didn't know.
Hey, Tracy Roman wants to holler at Chris Clark. He wants to try to lock it in with Chris this weekend.
Okay, let me
hey,
call this real quick, guys.
Hey, I'm here. Hold on, Chris.
Go ahead.
Horace is on the line, and he's trying to get in touch with Turbo Chris right now, okay?
Okay. All right, man. Go ahead, talk, Horace.
He's trying to get in touch with Turbo Chris right now.
Ricky, who trying to race me?
Oh.
Hey, this is Checkerboard out of Dallas. Can y'all make it back down this Sunday?
Oh, no, man. I'm going to be in Miami.
Y'all going to be in Miami?
Hey, Chris.
Where are you going to be? What's this y'all talking about,
Chris,
on September 8th?
Hey, they want to run you with the four-wheel or something. Somebody want to run you with four-wheel.
Chris
on the line.
Yeah.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? Hey, what's up?
Now, if that ain't Spacey out of Dallas, want to holler at you back to your cycle, man.
Hey, what's going on,
what?
Man?
The four-wheeler.
You know what?
I ain't got no four-wheelers no more.
Okay. Do you know anybody got some?
Yeah, I mean, I got access to one.
Well, what you want to do?
Well, I'm just calling to see, you know, what y'all got.
Go ahead and call.
Yeah, lay it out. I don't have to call him. You talking about calling him on three-way?
Yeah, that's fine. It don't make no difference.
All right, well, what y'all got? Y'all got a lay down or y'all got a one that's up off the ground?
Yeah, it's a lay down.
It's a lay down? All right, hold on.
What y'all got?
They're going to be a lay down. That's what you got. He's going to run you with the same guy.
You don't know what he got. I bet you this. Let me have
it. All this time, you been talking this shit, and you talking about raising a four-wheeler. All these months and shit, you talking about raising a four-wheeler. No wonder.
Yeah.
Well, you just confused the shit out of me.
A race is a race.
It is. You're right about that now.
Look, the same money, green.
You right about that now.
Hey, Ricky.
You can't disrespect nobody ride, man.
People
got what they got.
Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, this guy right here got the four-wheeler, man. I'm telling what y'all want to do now.
Get in his ass.
Damn, Mark, they want to get in your ass.
Okay.
They got a lay down Willie Bar bike, so it ain't no up down bike, so we got to bring the big bike up.
Yeah,
what
side big bike
to go?
Say what?
They ain't gonna say that. It is gonna say they got a lay down bike, but we got.
No, we could talk about what it is. It don't matter.
Uh-huh.
What did they say?
They trying to do something on September the 6th.
No, I'm not. Hey, hold on.
Who said something about September 2nd?
When y'all
trying to do it
then? ASAP. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever. It don't make no difference.
Damn. My bike ain't fixed, Chris.
What you need? I'll help you fix it. What you need?
Oh, boy.
What you need, man?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
So y'all got another bike?
When you get rid of Mark?
Huh?
I said, when you think you can get rid of it? I ain't for sure, because when I talk to Kim, the...
Don't worry about that, man. Just look, whenever you get it ready, just get his number, Chris.
Okay, fuck it. Y'all out of bounds, man? Fuck it. Call Kim. See what Tim got.
Hey, there ain't them dudes from Kid Boy, is it? I don't know who they are, man. We on a radio broadcast or something.
I know him. Y'all gonna run him? When?
Whenever we get his bike together.
Who's Tyrone ready?
Get my bike together. We'll do that.
Okay.
Is that the only bike that I know of? I sold mine.
Okay. Ask Mark. Do he know anybody?
I can't just, you know, what kind of bike is he running? He's running a Curve Stormer, he's running a
I got both.
A
I got a,
a,
I got a,
Listen, man, I got a Cub and a Stoxilla.
So which one you want to run? The Cub?
All both of them.
I'm going to run both of them. I got a Stoxilla bike I'll run you with.
When you want to do it? And how much?
Let me get in touch with the boy and make sure. He got a Stoxilla bike real wrong.
Well, how much money y'all come out?
Well, let me make sure I can use the bike.
What y'all long to do? What y'all doing for $1,000, $1,500? How much y'all long for?
It's whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it got to be at least $1,000, but you know what I'm saying? It go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
And then your big bike is a Cub bike?
Yeah, I'm saying the Cub will run for $1,000 up, but the stock something we can do, you know, anywhere from $5 and up. It don't make no difference. I ain't going to scare y'all off. It's free.
But
I might as well take it.
I'm just saying, but y'all would do a – we don't have to have a Cub business. We ain't got a Cub. We got a big Cheetah.
Y'all got a Cheetah?
Yeah.
So you want me to run a Cheetah with a Cheetah Cub?
Well, you just said you want to get in our ass, so that's what we got.
I do. He said he got a stock, so I go to
my stock. I'm going to bring that Cub.
Oh, you got a Cub?
I got a Cub.
Oh, okay, where then you talking then?
Well, we're going to see about the stock cylinder bike, too, though. Real
get
cool.
His number, Chris.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's your number, man?
Listen. It's one thing, though. I'm trying to see when y'all trying to do it. I ain't talking about next year, like the dude with the car keep on dodging out of races. When?
Nah, I'm finna call him up here in the pre-minute.
Well, the mic is down right now, but I'm sure it won't take long, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago. It won't be this week or next week, I can tell you that.
No, well, that's why we talking about what's running. That way we can do it ASAP.
Oh, I think the stock cylinder the bike is running. That's the one running right now, isn't it? Mark,
the stock cylinder running right now.
Okay, yeah. Well, what we need to do that. You ain't called him yet?
Set it up for Alicat race, man. Chris.
Oh, they're trying to do it for September the 2nd, Mark.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No, I didn't say September 2nd. I said this weekend.
We might do that stock from the bike by then.
Let's do it this weekend.
My bike ain't going to be back by then. My motor ain't going to be back.
Okay, well, what motor you got?
I got the Cub. I got the Cheetah Cub.
Okay.
Ain't no Super Cub, but none of that. It's just a Cheetah
Cub. Yeah, I ain't got no Super Cub either.
Yeah.
I just got a regular car. Listen, what do y'all have?
Well,
we can do this weekend,
what's your number, man? What's your phone number?
Do y'all have anything we can do this weekend?
We might do that stock cylinder bike this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Now you're talking. If I have to, I'll get in the back car.
And you going to come to HMC?
Say what?
You coming to iTrack?
Oh, we gonna discuss that. Well, we can meet at.
Oh,
there
man, we going to do this on the track, man. I thought you were talking about doing something on the track.
We can do it on the track. Y'all going to come to Dallas, then?
Yeah. That says something to him. I'm
going
to put
up some hard money. Chris, they go to Dallas, put up $500.
Do what?
Yeah, that's it. Put up $500, they drive to Dallas. Shit.
$500?
Yeah. Shit, they got to make the trip.
Well, that's what he just told me to come to HMP.
Yeah.
I thought you were coming to HMP on the second.
So you gonna give me
all
money?
I don't stay in Houston.
Okay, where you stay at then?
I stay in Beaumont.
Yeah.
Hey man, like I said, we'll discuss all this. Just get
the
man phone number.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get y'all ass. That's what I'm trying to do.
What's the phone number, man?
I'll come to Houston if I have to.
What he said? 817. That's what I just said. He didn't want to go around with the phone.
Get off.
You're
making contact
with him. What the hell?
817. I'm trying to tell you the number. If you can write. 817.
Wait a minute.
Y'all ready for the number, man? You got the crayon?
Hold on. What can I get?
So y'all ain't got no Cheetah down there y'all can run with?
I might fuck the Cheetah up if y'all talking about this weekend. The bike feeling good right now. I might fuck y'all up this weekend if y'all
want to.
Oh, I forgot. When somebody want to run y'all, everything tore up. I forgot. My bad.
Man, the pool is on.
Huh?
Man, the pool is on.
Y'all want to go out to Kilgore?
I said you out of Kilgore.
No, man.
Oh, okay. What's your number, baby?
817.
817?
Yeah, that's in circle.
Huh?
681.
681.
Uh-huh. 9424.
9424.
Yeah. If y'all happen to lose that paper, call Tracy or somebody and they'll give you the number. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's going to be an issue. But do I need to get y'all a number? Let me get y'all a number.
Give me your number, Mark.
Hey, I got a eliminator cylinder. Can I get in on this action?
You got a what?
A eliminator cylinder. Can I get in on this action, Jay Shay? I came down there once before down at HMP. They didn't see my bike before.
That's what I'm talking about. You get on this motherfucking ass.
We got Jay, Mark. We ain't worried about Jay. I don't see that.
Oh, y'all got Jay?
Yeah, we got Jay.
So lock Jay in then. Lock Jay in.
Who is this
giving
the number?
Let's do something.
Who is this
giving
the
number? Just one.
Who?
J-U-A-N. Jay, listen, spell this. Listen, Jay.
Huh?
You?
J-U-A-N, one, man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
One.
Yeah.
Thank you for the shit, man.
Basic ass.
Hey, y'all gonna lock Jay in?
Yeah.
Where'd that start coming?
Jay, it's on my island. You got a what?
Eliminator cylinder. RDZ Eliminator cylinder.
Yeah,
print voicemail box of 21451489 3.
Who did that?
I don't know. One of y'all.
Yeah, somebody.
Y'all gonna stop the show. Are y'all gonna lock in so we can do something or what?
Man, I'm finna call my homeboy here in a few minutes.
You been saying that since you've been on the phone, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
What's the number?
So I know who to call back, though.
What's the number I call him? What's the number?
It's 409 313.
Come back on, man.
313.
Uh huh.
5730.
Hold on.
Trace, y'all go in for the show,
man.
Go ahead, man.
Okay,
you got
the number.
Okay.
I
want to
make sure you get the number. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. Let me get you.
I need to talk to Ricky.
Huh? They still on the show? Yeah, I got your partner on the line, man. You just called my number.
Oh, shit, man. You giving fake numbers.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. Yeah, he dialed my number.
You giving fake numbers.
He don't even know what. Oh, I got it. We'll call you back later on tonight, man. Yeah.
He ain't going to call.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Going to call you.
That's fine, man.
All right.
Okay, y'all got that straight?
Yeah, well, they got it straight, Tracy.
Okay,
Chris, I'll make you a bet. Hey, Chris, I want to do I want to see if Boosted want to run on the second if he want to come down here to Houston.
Who?
Who is that?
Boosted out of Dallas.
He on the line?
Say it again? I'm going back to the cars now. I'm talking about Boosted, the yellow turbo Mustang out of Dallas.
Anybody know how to get kept in Boosted? Is he on there? Boosted, man, know how to get kept in Boosted? Who is this talking?
It's Chris.
Turbo Chris.
Chris?
Several credits. Yeah. Hey, anybody from Dallas, know how to get each other? Boosie, can you get him on the line? Let me know something. If somebody know how to get in touch with Boosie, Chris won't lock him in.
Right.
Anyone of y'all Dallas guys, tell me something. Talk to me.
Hey,
well,
hey,
I care what.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Dallas Care. I need to talk to Rick. Talk to Rick.
You
want
to talk to who?
Is he still?
Rick. Yeah, Rick's on here. Yeah, Rick, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Is that okay? Go ahead.
Rick.
Hey, Mark,
you
can hang
up.
Hey, Chris, I need two things from you, Rick. You know who I'm talking about, huh?
I'm going to call you back, Mark.
All right. I need two things from you, Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky, this is Alicat.
I
need two things from you.
Yeah.
I need a small block on 28 or 29 down there.
Huh?
Something on the second.
Your race on the second, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Sunday night. I'm looking for a small car, 28 or 29.
Okay. Just have him call you, huh?
Yeah, it don't matter. Or either put it on the board. It don't matter. We don't want to do all that.
See if Boots can do something too. Okay. I got you, Advocate.
Okay, and one more thing. How can we find Nightmare and Adebo?
You know what? I'm pretty sure somebody from their camp on the phone. So here in a minute, I can get them with them. I think I got it in my phone. Let me see.
Well, tell them we don't want to do that talking. We want to lock in.
With Nightmare and Debo?
Yeah, with Nightmare and Debo with Horace.
With Horace.
Alicat and Ricky, just a second. Somebody's listening to the show on the internet as well as on their phone. Can whoever it is, can you turn the internet down? We're echoing. We're getting
the phone on the internet.
Oh, that mine.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
There you go.
All right, so you say, man, you know, hold on, Peanut, you still on?
Peanut dropped off.
Let me think.
I got his number. You want to know?
Okay. Well, because, I don't have a Nightmare number. I thought I had Devil's number. I don't got in there. But they'll call you, though, at a cat. Let me check somebody. Hold on. Just go ahead. I'm gonna click over and call somebody and get the number real quick.
Okay, go on. Why he doing that? Try to get Nightmare on the phone. We want to try to speak about some of the topics that we're having on here. I want some of you guys to chime out, man. Hey, can you hear me? The topic we're talking about tonight, want guys to get their opinion. I'm going to read it again for some of the ones that weren't on the show, just to kind of get a light and see what people want to see in the Grudge game. Hey, one of the topics was, what Grudge race matchup would you like to see? What Grudge race do you think bring the most, have the most impact on the Grudge game, and why? And who's hot and who's not? We got guys in each city that be bringing action in each city. We want to try to give us a recognition, man, and see what you think. Some of the upcoming races, man, what are some of the Grudge matchups that people want to see? Hey, push your one button, man, and just kind of put it out there. Tell people what you want to see. Maybe we can make something happen. Who's hot in the game and who's not? Also, which Grudge race you think brings the most action in the area? Put it out there, man. It's for all of us to talk, try to build this game up, bring action. Somebody talk to me.
Horrors and Nightmare.
Horrors and Nightmare. I think that's one that's been growing. I think they've been trying to get it on for the last 2 or 3 years, and they haven't quite
made
it happen. I think
that'd
be a good matchup. I know a lot of talk been going on over the last couple of years. Everybody's been broke at different times, so both y'all running. I think it'd be a real good matchup for the second. I think if they can make it down there on the second, I think it'd be a good matchup.
Five, your mic is open. 973-5615, your mic is open. Last call, 973 5615. Your mic is open.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, do us a favor. Press the 1 button on your phone, and you'll hear her say that you're now out of the host queue, and take your hand down for me. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll see if we can get Nike on the phone. All right, like to match up. That'd be a good one. Give me some other names match up. People like to see them. Tell me who's somebody that bring or make a big impact on the grudge game that bring a lot of action. We'd like to see what these people think about these other folk, who's hot and who's not. The names that's out there around here, want to see what's going on, see if we'll make some action with some people. Come on, push the one button and talk to me. I don't want to do all the talking, y'all. Come on, talk to me.
Okay, Jackie, your mic is open, Horace, and Alley Cat, Spanky, your mics are also open. And Chris, your Chris, your mic is still open too.
I think we're going to see a lot of action out of the Duke here in the up-and-coming weeks. We got his car rolling, a little pickup truck on 29 tires, so he's definitely going to be wanting to get that race over Cornbread they didn't get off last year. Top Cornbread at track Sunday, and Cornbread's definitely chomping at the bits to get with him, so maybe a few test kits, and we'll be ready to try Cornbread out. He's always bringing some action out there. Every week Cornbread's racing somebody. So he's a real good competitor. We look forward to racing him. I don't know. I mean, we're looking to go to Houston, do some racing down there, and also to Mississippi with that truck. So definitely, Kenny's going to be looking for some good racing. I know driving Tori's car, he's been out there. He's took two losses of the Pug. Pug's been on a tear here the last 2 weeks, but Kenny's not going back down. He's going to keep coming back. Him and Tori, I mean, they're doing something together, trying to get that car going right. So, I don't know. That's about all I got to say about who's hot right now. They're running hard. C-Town Tony just got his stuff going. So, he's going to be looking to do something. I know Tony Thorne's always, he's up to race anything. So, boats, jet skis, it don't make a fuck. Tony's ready to race somebody. That's what we got going on over here.
Who's hot? I appreciate you, Jackie. I heard you mentioned something about 29. I had a cat, if I ain't mistaken. Then you mentioned something about 29. You looking for somebody on 29 for your race?
Yeah.
Jackie just said that they might be trying to do something with somebody on 29 in a couple of weeks. I don't know. You might want to ask him what about it. I don't know.
Okay, then. We have a stock suspension Mustang on 29 with a small block Chevrolet in it. We ready to lock in.
Well, we don't have no stock suspension. We got a stock frame rail. The Kenny Duke
stock
truck want to race Javier.
Oh yeah, you know that car, Horace? I mean that truck? Horace? Oh shit, I thought my homeboy was on the phone.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Yeah, what you say, Sam?
You know that truck he talking about?
I don't know it.
Out of Dallas?
Nah, I don't know. I'm trying to order something. Yeah, that's cool.
There's a small block in it?
No small block.
If it's a truck with a small block, we'll do it, man.
Yeah,
it ain't got no small block in it.
Oh, it don't have a small block.
Man, see, I was getting ready to lock it in, you know, sight unseen.
Yeah. Honey mustard, barbecue, and whatever. Yeah.
Anybody else down there that have
a small block,
you know?
More barbecue.
Yeah. Hey, what small block?
You looking for a small block? What y'all got?
Okay, thanks.
Right. We'll be looking for, we're looking for another small block. It don't matter if it's big, Ford or Chevrolet. It don't matter. We're looking for another stock suspension car on small tires, 28s or 29s. It don't matter.
Hey, Sam, how about Birdman? Where he at? Out of Dallas.
I talked to Birdman out of Dallas?
Yeah, Birdman out of Dallas. He got a Mustang with a small block in it.
Oh, okay, that's right. Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Get him on the phone, Tracy.
Yeah. You got his number?
No, I ain't got his number.
Somebody from Dallas
there,
got it.
Anybody out there got his name? Birdman?
Yeah, Bird.
Yeah.
Bird.
Troy Bird.
Yeah, Troy Bird. Yeah.
Oh, Ricky, you got him, don't you?
Man, I don't know what I'm doing, but I think, I can call Chen real quick. I couldn't get Devin from the phone, call him. So let me call Chen, too. Hold on.
You over here
call Chen, you need to get
him a phone. Bird, they got another, who got the gray bus thing out of Dallas, too, got a small lock in that thing.
Yeah,
Hello? Yeah, he got a little small block.
That's hold 10, on. Ain't it?
Yeah, yeah, he got a little, yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, that's two of them, son.
We looking for, oh, yeah, Tory too, Tracy.
Yeah, he just said they ran Sunday, Kenny Duke driving. I had Tory them. Hey, get Tory on the phone. Tory, get Tory on the phone. See if you get Tory on the phone. They ran this weekend. I'm having they try probably be wanting to do something.
I really didn't want to call Tory because I know he's on the losing streak right now. But if he get his ass in the way, we're gonna lock him in.
What do you want me to call him or not?
Huh?
Want me to call him or not?
Yeah, go ahead and call him. He get his ass in the way, he get run over too.
Sam, you got that number Tory, right?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on a second and I'll see if I get him online.
It'll stop playing, Sharon.
What? In the meantime, while I'm trying to get him on the line, Alley Cat, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your race? We know you're locking in, you know, trying to lock in cars for it, but give a little bit more information about your race while I'm trying to get him on.
All right. Well, the race is September 2nd, and the gates open at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a driver's meeting at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a back half class. And we're going to have a back half. We're going to have a 580 and a 7-0 class. We already got 6 back halves already committed to the show. I seen on the board last night that the Joker had posted back. He wants that belt. You know, we have a belt out there. And it started at Everdale. So, at the belt will be there, and it will be up for grabs.
The Joker was on the phone earlier.
Yeah, and we got good payouts on all three of the classes. We got plenty of grudge racing, and everybody needs to understand, locked-in grudge races have priority. They will run. We have no curfew at HMP, no curfew at all. We don't plan to be there all night, but if we have to, we will be there all night. So if you have a locked-in grudge race, you will run. So everybody come out. It's normally packed. We always have a good time. We always have good weather. Come out and bring your coolers and have a good time. Hey,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you bringing your damn slow mod out there?
I'm thinking about it, man. I'm so broke right now, man. But all this rain, it kind of hurt me. One way or another, you'll see me down there, though. So, you know.
Well, let me know. I'm going to have you a parking space where you can wipe on it and show it off. You know, I got a car section also this time for all the, you know, all the car shows. You know.
Hey,
all right. Hey, one thing,
hey,
you can't follow me. I had 2 races locked in. I can't do nothing about the weather. Can't do nothing about the guys that didn't show up, though.
Hey, Sam.
I'm only messing with you, man. You know that.
Yeah. I know.
What's up,
hey, Mark? I wonder what the car Taylor Lassen drive with him and Trader Bit. That'd be a good race, man. The new Camaro. The car Taylor Lassen drive. Some guy got a 67 Camaro. Taylor Lassen drive for him. That'd be a good little math race place. At the
Well, Tracy, you talking about coming, or either you just going to go it on and chill?
I'm calling.
I'm not talking about the weather. I got the thing I'm trying to do, and we can, you know, I go with. So I'm trying to regroup a little bit, so you know, I did when you're in the hole, but I'm going to be at the race.
I just don't want to. I just don't want to advertise it, and I don't want to false advertise either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see what happened this week, man. You know how it is when you don't go, you know, you're in the hole up there, so you got to, you know how it is when you got to drink a little of that water.
Yeah.
Hey, but somebody else bring up something about some of this topic, man. Some of the girls racing you like to see, and who brings up the most
back
on the game?
I like to see the Undertaker and Lil Eddie. Lil Eddie is out of Dallas. If anybody knows Lil Eddie. Huh?
Who's Undertaker? Who's Undertaker?
Corey.
Undertaker.
I just had him on the phone, right?
No, you know, he got an S10 blazer. He got a little black blazer. It's all black. Black tinted windows, black rims. He's out of Houston.
Are you talking about Eddie with the red S10?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I'm thinking about V-Dog. I'm thinking about V-Dog with the red S10. I got the wrong dude.
Tell him that the Undertaker is looking for him. He's next on deck.
Hey, the Checkerboard Car and DJ, Sam, they both been racing for the last few months. That'd be a good race.
Surely will be.
Know, right. Yeah, that'd be a nice one. That'd be a good race.
Oh, yeah. Etiquette, none of the boys answer. They probably going to call me back in about 20 minutes. But if they call me back after the show go off, then I'll just tell them to get on the board and contact you like that.
Do not go on Hot Rod Gossip. I don't go on Hot Rod. I don't advertise on Hot Rod Gossip.
Oh, okay. Where do they need to get you at?
TexasGrudgeRacer.com.
Okay. They can contact Tracy or Batman, one of the two, I'm sure. So.
What they can do, if you forget it, TexasGrudgeRacer.com, they can go on my board and go to the links page and scroll down and you'll see Etiquette Racing got a link on it. I did see that today.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, guys, I was unable to get Tori on the line.
Couldn't get Tori? How about Roman? They mentioned something about Roman.
I can get him on.
Hey, he was on.
Is he still on?
No, I don't see him.
I'll call him real quick. Hold on.
Hey, Ricky and Sharon, I got a message for y'all. Now, I got your people, and y'all can't find nobody. Y'all going to get fired. Keep on with this bullshit y'all doing.
Well, if you want to work me, if you want to work me like that, you know what to do. You know what to do.
Hey, Tracy, I'm trying to bring action. That's all I'm trying to do.
Hey, Sam.
I'm trying to bring action. You call them out. You got to try to get them on the line. If they get called out, you got to try to look them up.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah,
boy. I'll take the hit from the Camaro. The 86, 88, whatever, Marty, the blue Camaro with the plans on it, whatever.
Ricky right there, though.
I'll take the hit from him. We're back at calling 10 and a half.
Peanut said he got a back at calling that hard. He's really got a back.
He bring him up on 10 and a half. I'm going to run him, too.
Get him on the phone, Ricky. Get him on the phone. Take that back
here. Ricky, I think, is not on the line right now. I think he's trying to get somebody else on the phone.
Okay, he'll be back on in a minute.
In the meantime, while we're waiting on that, Pro Talk Joe was talking about, you know, the footage, the video from the past weekend. There wasn't a whole lot of racing going on. But if you go on AtomicDogDragRacing.com on the homepage, I've got the video right there for everybody to see.
He was just talking shit, but we'll see what happens in the next couple. I'm saying it again, but then for the ones who won't hear it again, I just want to announce it again. That makeup race, the guy right now, we will do it again, the last race. I'm leaving me up the season. They don't want to step on nobody's toes, try to get out of the way. It's the only spot I can get to. I took it. It would be December 1st, Dallas Raceway. The East Coast people say they'll come back. So December 1st, just let everybody know that makeup race. If you got the ticket, bring your ticket. We're going to honor it. And some people, if you lost your ticket, give me a call. We're going to try to work it out. We're going to try to satisfy everybody. That race will happen December 1st, Dallas Raceway. So just to let everybody know. Okay, any more action about to bring up? We're kind of running short on time here, but we want to wait a few more minutes to see if the guy's going to call in. Ricky's still trying to get us, so we'll give him a few more minutes, man. Anybody got anything that they like to talk about as far as Impact guy? Who's the guy to bring Impact? I think somebody got to mute their mic.
Hey, Tracy.
Roman, hold on. We got Roman back on the line.
Hey, I'm going to Houston this Sunday, or DJ can come up here this Sunday. I'll lock it in right now. Do something this Sunday with DJ. I've been trying to get out to him since he brought the car out.
Yeah.
I have to
try something for the second at Alley Cat race.
At Alley Cat race? I think we got. I don't know. I can't commit to Alley Cat race just yet because I don't know what they're trying to do in Dallas. But that's the day they're giving out the belt, and the most likely that's when we're going to do head out there and go get that belt.
Yeah, that's the same night with the belt.
Okay. Can you get a hold of DJ? See if he wants to come up here this Sunday. If he locks in, I'll even go down there. I mean, it ain't nothing but a 4-hour drive.
Let me call right quick and see if I can see it. I can call and check it right quick. Hold on.
Hey, it's Tracer.
Yeah, boy.
This Turbo Chris again. Hey, if you can get in contact with, I think it's the 55 boys. They got that blown 55 Chevy, I think.
Who won the race?
Hey, Tracy, you know a race I think would be a good race I'd like to see? Feet Man and Flip. I think that they set about the same, and they both like the race. I think that'll make for a good little matchup.
Yeah, I think Feet Man said when he get his car back running, that's what he's going to go after. So I don't know when exactly he's going to be back up or not, but he did say he'd like to. That would be a good one. Like I said, they've been trying to do something for a year or two now. Yeah. Well, man, we're mad out of time. Were you still trying to get somebody back on? I think Horace is trying to get some information from DJ. Is that correct?
Right. Horace is trying to get information from DJ.
Well, just give DJ my number and tell him to make sure to call.
Is Horace back on the line yet?
No, I think he's still off. I think Horace is still off. He would have been saying something. Just put a little more information.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Who is that?
For delivery options, press
on,
4.
Mine.
To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press...
Hey, just to put a little bit more information out there, man, what I want to say is, you know, hey, when we have some problems, you see them on the board, and then we got to continue to work to try to rectify the problem. I had a little incident on the race. We didn't quite see, but once it came to my attention, I went back and we straightened it out, so we're going to move on, move out of people's way, you know, hope people do the same. Like I say, we don't want to make the races too close to each other sometimes, you know. A couple of weeks out, sometimes with races being the way they are, sometimes they have to be a couple of weeks out, but sometimes the same weekend, not a good idea. You know, the next week after, sometimes not a good idea, but, you know, around here, if it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks away, sometimes that's just the way it's going to fall, but we just all got to try to work together and get the races in the best we can. Sometimes we have a rain out there, people just got to try to find spots and be careful. I run into a situation this time was real tight.
The ones who want to make that race,
want to announce it again. That makeup race, the guy right now, we will do it again. The last race, I believe we have to see them. They don't want to step on nobody's toes, try to get out of the way. It's the only spot I can get, so I took it. It will be December the 1st, Dallas Raceway, the East Coast people said they'll come back. So December the 1st, just to let everybody know that makeup race. If you got the ticket, bring your ticket, we're going to own it. And some people, if you lost your ticket, give me a call. We're going to try to work it out. We're going to try to satisfy everybody. That race will happen December the 1st, Dallas Raceway. So,
hey, Tracy.
Just let everybody know.
Tracy.
Go ahead.
Hey, on that same topic, though, man, I just wanted to say.
We're kind of running short on time here. But we want to wait here a few more minutes. This guy's going to call in.
Somebody got it.
Hey, Tracy. Roman, hold on. Got Roman back on the line.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, I'll go to Houston this Sunday, or DJ can come up here this Sunday. I'll lock it in right now, do something this Sunday with DJ. I've been trying to get out to him since he brought the car out.
Yeah.
All right, you on that?
They want to try something for the second at Alicat race.
At Alicat race?
I
don't know. I can't commit to Alicat race just yet because I don't know what they're trying to do in Dallas, but if that's the day they're giving out the belt, then the most likely that's what we're going to do, head out there and go get that belt.
Yeah.
I think Alicat said it is a belt. I think Alicat said it is going
to
be a belt.
Can you get a hold of DJ and see if he wants to come up here this Sunday? If he locks in, I'll even go down there. I mean, it ain't nothing but a 4-hour drive.
Let me call right quick and see if I can.
Is that a recorder we hear or what? Somebody is looking on the internet.
Hey, if you can get in contact with, I think it's the 55 boys. They got that Malone,
somebody's playing the recorder. Somebody's playing the recorder.
Oh,
with their mic open. Did you find it? Somebody playing the quarterback. Yeah, so what I'm saying again, man, before we get out of here, we all going to continue to try to work together, man, and make shows and support each other's shows and try to spread this out as much as possible. We got this Grudge Gang, this Grudge Radio, spread the word around, and this radio show is sponsored by Grudge Gang. Atomic Dog is just the host. This show is for everybody. I welcome everybody to come in. Topic you want to talk about, you got something that needs to be discussed, man, call. We'll put it out there. Let me know. Make it be a hot topic or whatever. We can talk about it. Overall, man, we got to continue to try to work together to make this Grudge Gang a success and make Texas big. So when we start getting guys from the East Coast coming, they won't come down here and feel like they just dominate because they ain't no better than us. They ain't no faster than us. They just got more races. But if we continue to do what we do and try to support each other and keep these cars together, man, we can do the same thing here. This talk show is for everybody in the Grudge Game. Everybody in the Grudge Game. Come on and take advantage of it. Put your information out there. Talk about your race. Try to find people we can lock in with. I try to call people. I can't try to call people. Ricky and try to call. We all that's on here. Come on. That's the only way. That's the one way that you can use to get this thing going and get people to do stuff, you know, from across the state and out of state is come on here and talk about it. You never know who's listening. Somebody from far away might hear you, might chime in. Hey, try to pick a man. So hopefully, man, we can get together at quote close to the end of the year, which is November. I'm still got in my mind, and I believe Atticat, y'all might have in y'all mind. I know people in Dallas, if you don't got in their mind, about trying to make a trip out there on the East Coast like we did last year, man, try to make a trip out there. And we're looking to try to, you know, take a few calls out there and try to just show some support because they did come out here a couple of times this year. So we like to try to go back, whatever it is, we get together, man, and try to make things happen. So, but what I'm saying is this show is for every Grudge race in the state of Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and so on. Hey, everybody, let's take advantage of it, man. Let's not be shy. Let's just respect each other and try to make action and try to support each other's show. That's all I have for tonight. If anybody else got anything they want to say, you know, push the one button and give your final thoughts. Other than that, man, we're going to get out of here. So I'm going to go to the mic and let people, if they have a final thought, go ahead on and say what they're going to say. I'm going to go down to the mic. I guess I'll go down to the mic. Go down to the mic and pull the number out and see if anybody got a final thought before we get out of here.
Thank you. Do you have anything you got to say to us before we sign off here?
No, I'm good.
Alley Cat, how about you? Horace? Ricky, your final thought. Everybody's quiet on you, Tracy. Roman, do you have a final thought?
Can I hear?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, if nobody has any other final thoughts, man, we'll do it again the same place, the same time. Next Tuesday, man, we thank everybody for tuning in to Grudge, Inc., Atomic Dog Grudge Madness Talk Show. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next Tuesday. Good night.